Radio's dirty little secret. And it's all legal.
Down, baby.
Who the hell is this?
Alan, you have been described by your enemies as evil, insane, manipulative.
Who are you?
To examine it would be to, like, demystify it.
You know, you gotta take it with a tasty group, okay?
Wow.
Definitely makes me cringe.
Very, very, very painful.
One, two, three, kick it. Kick it. Come on. God damn it. Could you one time kick it? What the f***?
You're disgusting.
The Alan Cox Show on 100.7.
You ignorant trick bastard.
WMMS.
Cleveland.
Alan, please, more pound cake horse noises. If you can call it that. I don't know what I don't know what the hell he was doing. I know what he was trying to do.
Can he try and do other noises?
They were in no way remotely reminiscent of an actual living, breathing horse.
I think we should go through his Rolodex of farm animal sounds.
Yeah, I bet
just
there's...
quiz him.
Like all the... Like, what was that thing that it was like the circle thing and you pull the string?
The CNC.
Yeah, the CNC.
Yeah.
Just do it CNC style.
Well, he nailed the donkey, right? He kind of knows what that is.
Because it's the closest to his natural voice.
Is that what it is? Yeah. No, I've got the closest to his natural voice. That's the closest. The kookaburra is the closest to his natural voice.
Poundcake, what is a pig? How does a pig sound?
Wank, wank.
Make the noise. You're not a kindergartner.
Yeah. Don't go.
He's doing onomatopoeia.
Yeah.
You
well,
know.
I did that because I don't know if I could do it. Yeah, I can't do that.
You can't do that.
I can't do that. No.
Try it.
Do it again.
I can't do it.
But try.
Damn, what was that?
A pig? You're the one always complaining about how big your nose is. That's tailor made to make pig noises.
I can't do it.
Why do you have to push your nose down?
I don't know, because I can't.
Pound cake, you can't go. Wait, it was, huh?
No. I can't do it.
When you were a kid, you never practiced, like, you were never playing with friends and you were making animal noises.
No.
Never did that.
No.
Never had a see and say as a kid.
No.
You never did the scene from, what's that, not Toy Story, Christmas Story, where they're feeding Randy.
Story. Yeah. Mm.
Never watched that movie.
You can
Randy,
do a cow.
What noise does a pig make?
What about a cow?
That was it?
Yeah. So I have a...
You just want...
I didn't say
that's like what he does when he's mad at
it's like
us.
You want to commit to it,
you can do it. You can do the donkey, right?
Mm-mm.
Why is your mouth closed?
Hee-haw.
Why do you go... Mm-hmm?
The way I'm laughing, it sounds more like a donkey.
That's a sheep.
Let's hear a sheep. That's pretty good.
Do a dolphin.
That's a cock.
Yeah, do a rooster. You should be good at that.
That's really high pitched. I don't think I could do that.
You are high pitched.
Will you just try?
Why is your mouth closed?
I can't do it with my mouth open.
You sound like the victim of one of those serial killer movies where they've sewn their mouth shut and they're trying to say, save me.
He's like in Hocus Pocus when the zombie's lips are sewed shut.
It's like Saw 3.
This isn't do your best animal interpretation with your lips closed.
I wasn't trying, but like I...
So
you can't go.
See, that wasn't too bad.
That's something.
See how much easier it is when your mouth is open.
Yeah. Can you do an elk?
I don't even know what an elk sounds like.
There you go.
Whoa. I feel like you could do an elk.
Yeah. Oh God,
it's pretty close.
Should have tiny animal pound.
What about a chicken?
Oh.
Do a baby chick. What about a frog?
God, you were never a child making these noises.
Rup, rup,
rup.
What's that?
Yeah, do a monkey.
Wait, I can't do it.
Why are these so entertaining to me?
They're killing me.
I'm running out of animals.
I'm crying. My eyes are watering right now.
What other animals are there?
I don't know.
Just a basic, like a cat. Why are you saying meow and not meow?
Because my cat said meow.
No, you're saying meow with an N.
I do have to laugh. We have a cat fountain for our cats. And Ian, every time the new one goes over to drink from it, he goes, how many Malems are you going to have? And I'm like, Malems? He goes, Malem, 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 Malem. Because that's what she looks like when she's drinking the water, is M-L-E-M, Malem. Malem, Malem.
Guess you got to be there. Nevertheless.
It's a thing on Reddit.
I believe you. On Reddit?
It is. People are like, how many Malems did your cat drink today or whatever?
I believe you. Nevertheless, pound cake is... YOLO. Unable to really replicate. See, now I have serious questions about your childhood.
Okay.
Because these are noises that every kid learns to make through reading books. Every children's book is a collection of animals. And then there was the goat. You know,
I don't think I really got...
What about a tiger? You do a tiger? Or no, a lion. That's easier.
Okay. But that's him being Nipsey Russell from The Wiz.
Still works. At least he did it and had his mouth open and didn't just go...
How about a bear?
A bear would kind of be like the same thing. I don't really know what a bear sounds like other than like the roar. What does a bear sound like?
I'm asking you.
We need to poo.
What do you think it sounds like?
Is that close?
Sounds like a burp.
Is that close?
The act out's making me so happy.
I know. He goes like this with his hand.
He's got to have his hand open.
Like he's got claws going.
Hey,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's me doing it.
No, but his impression was yeah, that's you.
I'll do a bison.
Wow, hey. Alan.
Hey. That's a camel.
You missed your calling.
I know. My animal calling. That's a lion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, forgive me. I didn't watch Lion King that much.
Wolf. Those lions
that's
talk.
That's a wolf. Maybe that's what he was trying to do the whole time, is the wolf.
Let's hear a wolf howl.
He's just replicating what I just did.
Yeah.
That's a hyena.
Do a snake. Space.
Yeah. It's either a snake or a gas leak. Either way, his impression is spot on.
Hippopotamus.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? Was...
I mean, for all the time you spend at Twist, I think you'd be able to imitate a bear.
No.
He.
I didn't get really. I didn't get a lot of like books read to me as a kid, and I don't really like.
I knew this is going to take a sad turn somewhere. Alan, the reason I don't know animals from books is they were never read to me as a child. As I was saying it out loud, I was like, "That's probably what he's going to say."
But you live and breathe in the world, like you've seen the internet.
But I don't, I'm not...
You've interacted with animals.
I have a feeling he's not watching a lot of National Geographic nature shows.
I love National Geographic.
Yeah, I don't
know. Or like Planet Earth.
Everyone sounds...
Nature's a cruel beast, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. What sound do you think a squirrel makes?
That's all right. Do you know how a fox sounds?
What does the fox say? We would have accepted any of those sounds.
Yeah, exactly. People should be far more upset that that was a thing than that Trump is president.
They were at the iHeartRadio Festival the year I went.
Right, and they were never heard from again.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That was a big moment for them.
Sure. And they went back into obscurity.
Just like Psy. I mean, he came and went.
Alan, so we've gone from Poundcake barely being able to speak the English language to not being able at all to imitate animal sounds that the rest of us learned at three.
Yeah.
See, another layer peels off this little onion over here.
Do an onion.
So you remember everything you did at 3 years old?
I remember having books with animal noises in them. And I've read them to my children, so they know. If I ask, if you
I love
were to,
that he went oink.
If you
oink,
were to oink. Ask, if you were to ask my 2.5-year-old child right now to give me the noises of all the animals we just asked you, she would nail them.
Great,
because she's a toddler.
Yeah, that's
it's
one of the
cartoons
first ways
and books and you know
that you communicate with your kid to teach them.
Yeah.
What things are?
What's a dog say?
Ruff, ruff.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. So your mom didn't do that for you.
Well, she's working all the time.
Yeah.
But your older brother didn't read you books?
No, I doubt it.
Why? That's a sibling thing.
He didn't read me books. We would play video games together. We never really...
And look where you are now. If only you'd read more books.
Did you read books to your younger siblings?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Huh?
I was reading very early. I wanted them to, as quickly as possible, come to love the written word, Bill. I wanted them to enjoy reading as much as I did. Now, do they? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But I tried.
I've been getting back into reading books a little bit. Like,
books
I've been
are
reading
great.
The Tina Fey book, and it's really funny.
Bossy Pants?
Yeah. And she's really, really funny. Just like, I can hear her voice in her writing.
Gwen read it on a flight a few years ago, and she devoured it.
It's pretty
quick.
She
read the whole thing.
I'm about halfway through, and I only started it like maybe a week ago, and I haven't really picked it up a lot. So...
There are a lot of people who tried to do the Tina Fey book, and they're just not that as good. Like
she
the Mindy
is so
Kaling
funny.
Book, and
And her stories are like so. Like she's lived.
Yeah.
She has lived a life.
The Alan Cox Show on 100.7 WMMS,
and everywhere you go on our free iHeartRadio app.
No more than a gnat turd in the mind of God.
The Alan Cox Show. On 100.7 WMMS.
Judd Apatow is directing Amy Schumer's first movie called Trainwreck, and LeBron's in it.
I had no idea.
Weird.
It's Bill Hader.
I love him.
Yeah, I think he's like her boyfriend or something in that. And Judd Apatow directed it. Tilda Swinton, Daniel Radcliffe, who was Harry Potter, Marissa Tomei, Schwing, John Cena, and LeBron James. So there's probably some scene with a couple of athletes.
Right.
I'm assuming he's playing himself.
I doubt they're going to be doing Hamlet, but yeah. So that'll be out August the 28th.
I would love it if LeBron played like Dwight Howard.
Somebody else?
Yeah. You know. Let's play one of his like rivals.
Let me play this for you here. Some people now are upset. This is the trouble with, and I know that there are people who from the jump are upset when race is brought up, because they don't ever want to acknowledge
that race is an issue in this country.
That race is an issue, right? So I get that. But the flip side of that coin is that it is true that not everything has a racial component when it comes to the cops. People in Chicago now are mad because there were some black protesters. And a squad car pulled up blaring Sweet Home Alabama from Lynyrd Skynyrd. Now, I would say, who cares? That's a great song. Maybe there was no connection there whatsoever. Maybe they weren't trying to get under your skin. Maybe those cops just love Skynyrd. Maybe it happened to be playing when they were driving by. Maybe they wanted Gimme Three Steps. Maybe they wanted Gimme Back My Bullets. Maybe they wanted The Freest of Birds. But they could only muster Sweet Home Alabama. During a peaceful protest against police brutality in the Garfield Park neighborhood, which is, like the Wu-Tang, nothing to F with in Garfield Park.
In that case, then, don't you just have to battle back with other music? Like, I would love it if, instead of the protests getting violent, it became, who's got the louder speakers?
Sure.
Right?
Yeah,
then,
but then those
then
people
they,
get busted for having
for playing
too loud
F
of
the
music.
Police or,
Yeah, but I mean, then they get a ticket, but they don't have to get violent. And yeah, just start playing NWA, F the Police,
Cop Killer
or something.
It's actually surprising that the cops' music was able to be heard over probably the cars driving by in that neighborhood, because it's a lot of donkey, 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 donkey.
It's a lot of donkey music. Yep. Pitbull and all
of
that.
Tons of donkey music. Sweet Home Alabama.
Okay, so another station that can't figure out their whole audio and their web. Anyway, Saturday they were one of the Black Lives Matter protests. And a cop driving by blasting Sweet Home Alabama. So there were four officers in the car, and they all appeared to be white or Latino, and they were all grinning. That's probably an editorial note. I mean, you know, if the cops are grinning, I mean, you can't nail people for every single thing. I mean, if these guys like that song, is it in bad taste? Yes.
Of course it is.
Is it illegal to be a dick? No, and it shouldn't be. It's not if it's not illegal to be stupid, it's not illegal to be a dick.
They got some balls on them, though. Seriously, though.
But you don't need balls if you're a cop, because you're a cop. What you say goes.
I guess.
We're seeing that time and time again. So nothing you can do. So what are you going to do? Complain?
Yeah, so that's what people complain, do. People love complaining.
They complain to the media.
Everybody complains. Complain, complain, complain until you get your way.
It has been, I'll tell you what, a bad week for Nazis. You thought the Nazis had a heyday. Woo, has it been a bad week for the Nazis? They got their social security taken away.
Well, now with Black Lives Mattering now, Nazis can't be happy about that.
No. All the remaining Nazis are in their 90s. One by one, they're kind of getting picked off, but they'll find them, you know, hiding in a neighborhood in Philadelphia, having, you know, reinvented themselves 60 years ago. But the one thing that Congress was finally able to agree on, both the House and the Senate, no social security payments for Nazis. I was completely unaware of this part of this nation's history, by the way, that we essentially bribed Nazis to leave America. When they got here after World War II and tried to assume new identities, and then we found them, you can't make people, I don't know how you can't make people leave. I don't get that. They said it's very complex and time consuming to deport people. Never mind, that's exactly what they're trying to do now with Mexicans. But back then, they said, it was too time-consuming.
Can't you just put them on the dock at, like, Ellis Island or whatever and just kick them off? Just
trouble
like,
all right,
swim back to Europe.
Well, here's
you're
the thing.
You're a Nazi. I'm not going to make any special trips for you.
I assume the difficulty in deportation is that the country you're sending them to has to be cool with it.
Yeah.
And they ain't. So
yeah, where do you send a Nazi? That's a good point.
If only you could send them back to, I don't know, Germany.
No, they don't want them.
Send them to Guantanamo Bay. Is that still open?
It is now, but they're letting dudes out of that, too. So, apparently, all these years, some of these Nazis have been getting Social Security payments as part of their deal to go to another country, just to leave the United States. And now they've taken a stand and said, we will not pay Social Security anymore for people who were directly involved in the Holocaust. Well, bravo.
One problem solved.
Bravo, sure. I mean, listen, it's been a big, big month for Congress. I think they are fresh off the victory of declaring the Douglas fir the official Christmas tree of the United States. I don't know if that's true or not. I probably just made that up, but again, bravo. That's the level at which they're operating. So this came, and this wasn't even of the government's own volition. There was some big expose, or the Associated Press did some story and found out that all these Nazis were still getting Social Security benefits after they were forced out of the U.S.
I'm a Colorado Blue Spruce man myself, so I'm not really happy with their decision.
You know, we, over the weekend, were looking around. I needed to get some things for our fireplaces because we were having some heating issues. And we're going to have to go Frontier at the old homestead for a while.
Yeah, you guys were pretty much barrel
it's
fires.
It's back on now. Yeah, we were.
Like homeless
there was
people.
Some miscommunication with the gas company, yes. But we were kind of doing I've been averaging one trip a day to Home Depot.
For firewood?
I love Home Depot. No, just in general. I love Home Depot. So I'm like, oh, what else do I need? I'll stand there going, what else do I need? And there's always some guy going, can I help you find something? And I go, I know where it is. I just can't remember what I need. So I'll stand there. And the trees, I wanted to get a tree. We kind of got some odds and ends, got some lights, but I want to get a tree.
You can go real or you can go fake?
I want to go real. See, we would never have a real tree growing up because my dad, it's a fire hazard. Okay.
Hey, my dad's real concerned about fire hazards, too, because we have little fires in our fireplace from time to time. And my dad's very concerned that the house is going to burn down. I'm like, Dad.
You have a fake tree? Your parents have a fake tree?
I think they do now. We used to do the real tree, but we went through fires in the house growing up because he's a mason, so he'd always build fireplaces, but he wouldn't like to put fires inside of them.
Really?
Yeah, he wants it all to be very inspected, and he's just very nervous about things burning down.
I couldn't get anybody on my side as a kid in the real tree front, because my dad would go, well, they dry up, and then there are fire hazards. My mom would go, yeah, and I'm vacuuming up pine needles until Easter. You know, okay, fine.
It's not that bad. You know,
that was my parents' logic.
Yes.
We got a real tree last year, and I loved it because it smells nice, and...
Well, you know, they have real tree spray that you can put in your fake tree.
No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, burn a balsam candle. Right.
No, I don't want to do that. I want a real tree.
Yeah.
And
if only real trees came in white. I like
supporting the Christmas tree farms and everything, so it's fine.
Yeah, we're going to get a real tree.
No, we got the white tree.
You got the white tree, of course.
Yeah, it looks classy. So damn classy.
That's what we've used the past few years as a white tree, and I really like that look.
Yeah.
But we're going to need another tree this year, so that'll go like in the back...
Multiple trees.
We're going to need another tree.
Wow.
We're going to need one for the front room. We're going to need one for the back room. So we'll put the white one in the back room. Mm-hmm. We're going to need another tree. And I don't quite know if I should go the Douglas fir or the blue spruce route. I don't know.
They're pain in the ass.
I know, but I got to figure that out.
I like a real tree, like putting it up. I like trimming it, doing the whole nine yards while listening to Christmas music the whole time.
Yeah, I mean,
it's good stuff.
We put ours up, but we didn't decorate it yet, so it's just the tree. And I, you know, I go, hey, Ian, do you think you could set up the Christmas tree? He put it up. I come home. He's like, oh, yeah, I put it up. It's not unfolded or anything. So it's just like a stick.
He just put the poles in? You're like, it's not what I meant.
And the real quite,
you asked me to
so
set
I'm
it up.
So I'm sitting there bending by myself, bending branches.
I hate the way the fake ones look, too. Like, it looks like pipe cleaners. It just does not look like a real tree.
I like it.
Oh, that's gross.
But in a pinch.
It's gross. Oh, gross.
I
like
it. Well, but it works. I mean, yeah.
It's fine if that's what you want, but I got kids and they want a real tree and I want a real tree.
No, I understand.
Are you for sure going real tree?
I think so. Well, because the white one's fake. Yeah, I think so. I think it would be, I mean, before I moved from Pittsburgh to Chicago, we had a real tree and I loved it. It just smelled good. Yeah, I like the real tree. What you want to do, however, is you hope that you don't get it home and there's something in the tree. There's like a bat or a squirrel. So I don't know.
Or that you don't have a bunk tree and it dies in like 2 days.
Well, that's why you gotta just put the, you know, they got the little stuff you can sprinkle in there to keep it, the tree food or whatever, and then you just keep it watered and it's fine.
It's like any other plant.
Yeah.
They got a guy selling them down here in Parma at like Snow and Broadview Road.
Really?
Yeah, right across from the Taco Bell. Get yourself a cheesy gordita crunch.
And get
a Christmas tree.
I honestly might grab a tree on my way home.
There you go.
I got some cash on me.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought you already had one.
I haven't bought one yet.
Oh, okay.
I don't like to do it too early. I was going to try and do it last weekend, but I didn't have time, so it'll probably be this weekend. Because
you probably have to time it out so that it dies at just the right time.
Yeah, and like the December 26th, it's gone. Like, it's outside. I put everything away.
Oh, it is.
I don't like to let it just linger around. When Christmas is over, Christmas is over.
Really?
I don't like to get tired of Christmas.
I like it up the week of between that dead zone between Christmas and New Year's. I like that.
Because if I leave it up that long, we're going to end up being back at work, and then I'm not going to have time, and then it's going to be up until January 30th.
Oh, I see.
So I like to get it down while I have time.
What's Christmas look like at Casa Donnie?
My Christmas tree is the day up after Thanksgiving. It goes right up, ornaments, everything, Christmas music, Christmas lights around the house.
Your dad does that? Who does that?
My mom. She goes Christmas out every year.
I'll tell you what, those houses that have every square inch of the front yard with lights and figures and nativity creche and the whole thing, I'm like, your energy bill. I mean, of course, my mind goes right to that. Go, think of all those extension cords and, oh, what your energy bill must be.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay
that. It's crazy.
The way you're thinking about it, you really should be celebrating Hanukkah.
I guess I should. 8 crazy nights, but not as many lights. So your mom does all that? She puts up all the lights?
Yeah, I help out with the Christmas tree, but a lot of our stuff is inside the house. Like, we'll have, like, maybe lights hanging, like, from our balcony, but
everything's
inside, yeah.
Fancy.
Oh, boy.
Balcony.
Yeah.
I don't have a balcony.
It's always her, isn't it? You can't enjoy anything. Donnie can't enjoy his balcony because she wants a balcony now.
He can enjoy his balcony.
Can he?
Do you have a balcony?
No. Not anymore. Old house we did.
Well, not to make Erica any more mad, we have a hot tub and a gazebo outside with a TV.
You have a hot tub and a what?
A gazebo. Where, like, we have a TV.
A hot tub and a what?
A hot tub, a gazebo. did I say that wrong again?
No, you're nailing it.
You got it, right? Yeah. You got it.
But yeah, that's all decorated.
A hot tub and a what?
It's separate. It's a...
Say it again.
Casebo.
Okay.
How do you spell a casebo?
So she puts lights over all that then? She doesn't put lights in the hot tub, I hope.
No. We have a TV.
It'd be Donnie's last Christmas.
We have a TV that's in our wall, so when you're in the hot tub, you can just look at the wall and see it. So there's just like little Christmas decorations around that. There's like little themes around everything.
No wonder Donnie wanted to sleep in his own bed rather than hanging out at his grandma's. He's got a pad over there.
Yeah,
man.
Got a casebo.
Two fire pits. Hot tub.
You got what?
Two different fire pits.
You got fire pits, a hot tub, and a casebo.
Yeah, and also a concrete, like, full everything in the back.
Patio?
Yeah, patio, yeah. I'm off my game today. I told Erica why I'm so tired.
He's got a whole... Why are you so tired?
Why is he so tired?
Why are you so tired? He's so tired he can't spell gazebo.
He got called in at 3 a.m. last night.
Oh, so, to do Rover?
Yeah. Some guy... No. At my job, some guy who's not that, like, good on a tow motor or a forklift spilled 2,000 gallons worth of eggs.
What?
Yeah, he was taking it off a truck turned too sharp.
I didn't know eggs came in gallons.
Well, no, yeah. Our things come in by bulk. It's a 5-foot by 5-foot huge container.
So they're transporting eggs by forklift? A giant thing of eggs by forklift?
Yeah, we have to take it off the back of a semi-truck.
Yeah, okay.
They're
on pallets?
Huh?
They're just on pallets?
No pallets. They're built-in pallets in the bottom.
Okay.
And he goes to turn too sharp. I'm sitting there just, I wasn't there, but I could already picture in my head what happened. He was in a rush and cut it, and you're supposed to lower it, but he didn't, so he took off, right? And the whole thing comes over.
His center of gravity was too high, essentially, when he made the turn.
He just ruined...
Does that come out of
$4,000?
Does that come out of his pay?
Oh, no, it comes out of my grandpa's pay.
Oh, why? Your grandpa didn't break the eggs?
Well, no, but he has to... I mean, the guy making minimum wage is not going to be paid for $2,000.
That's how you make
eggs.
Sure they don't do it again, Donnie.
Mm-hmm. And I had to go in there and clean it up.
There's no Christmas for you, egg destroyer. Guess you should have thought. So they call you in, you're the emergency forklift guy?
Yeah.
Or they need you for cleanup?
Well, no, the third shift guy's not that great, so I got the new container and then... sat in the alleyway with the hose, spraying it down the drain, just spraying it, then taking up the huge plastic wrap that comes in it and having to drain that out. It was just a big mess.
So you're tired because you're working all night.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. It's a testament to you, Donnie, or not, that I couldn't tell. There you go. Good for you.
Keep the bar low.
No, that's good. I couldn't tell. I didn't know. I couldn't remember if I had seen you here this morning. I didn't know if you were doing the screening over at Rover or not.
No, I wasn't here this morning.
Okay. So you go in to help do damage control in the egg disaster.
Yeah, which wasn't fun. Then had school at 9 in the morning. And
you ever have ever been a machine issue over there where like a guy gets dragged into a big vat of cream cheese and drowns or anything like that? Dude ever get his arm caught in like a thing? You know how you guys make those like pumpkin rolls? Dude ever get his arm caught and it rolls his arm up like the dough?
Yeah, well, we also make apple dumplings where there's a machine that cuts the dough.
Yup.
And some lady got jammed, so she thought she brought an idea. I'm going to stick my hand in there.
Oh.
Machine turns on and her hand just goes just like this. Yeah, it was
just
not
turned
pretty.
Right up in there. If that guy got caught in the cream cheese and drowned, then everybody would have to start spreading the news. You guys remember that commercial? No? Okay. You don't remember?
No, I don't remember that commercial, Bill.
You don't remember?
No.
Philadelphia cream cheese?
No, I don't remember that.
The Sinatra?
No.
You stink!
I don't remember that at all. No.
It was a really popular commercial.
Oh, God. I would never put my hand in a machine. I would find a broomstick, something. Maybe if you work with machines or whatever, that might be your reflex or your natural thought is, oh, let me get the JAMA. Oh, man. I'd get something, poke that thing, and ugh. Mm. She get workman's comp for that? He's on the phone. Hey, Phil.
Hey, what's going on, Alan?
He's like, I don't want to talk to you about any more egg smashing stories or pumpkin rolls made out of people's hands.
Gallons of eggs. 200 gallons of eggs all gone.
What's up, Phil?
Hey, I just wanted to call in and say happy Hanukkah to you, Alan. I heard you're going to go Christmas tree shopping, possibly.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I got to find the time to do it, but I want to do it.
Yeah, if you're going to go a live tree, save yourself the hassle and go cut it down yourself. Hey, it's a little bit of fun. You get to pick your own tree out, and all the needles stay on. Like, if you get those ones, they ship them in from down south in a truck, already cut, like maybe a month ago. So you're getting something.
Well, no, there's local nurseries that grow Christmas trees.
Well,
they're not all bringing them up I-75 or whatever. I mean,
no, the guy that you see over on the corner with like 500 trees wrapped up, those things are junk, man. They're gonna drop all your needles up. I cut my own tree down, like Diane said, a day or two after Thanksgiving. It's up all Christmas. It barely drops anything. Never catches on fire, and it's good until New Year's.
You got to bring your own axe, or they give you one?
No, you could rent it for $5, and when you bring it back, they give you your $5 back. Or you could bring your own, you know, whatever.
You know, I'd do it. I just would keep the chainsaw and be like, hey. I got myself a chainsaw now. $5, that's cheap.
Old school, like, hacksaw-looking one, the big piece. But then another trick, dude, take a sled. So you don't look like Paul Bunyan carrying a freaking tree a quarter mile. You know, you throw it on the sled and just walk, man, it's a blast.
I gotta get a sled, I got a cross-cut saw, will they let me use that?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'll take that out there.
This is a triangle saw they give you, it's lickety-split, but you know, whatever, it's all the same.
All right, thank you, Phil. Lickety-split, there you go.
Lickety-split.
I mean, tree shopping tips from Phil.
I'm just going to use, like, shears, like those big pruning shears, and just slowly work my way through it.
Slowly just hack away at the bark. And hey, Kevin.
Yeah, Alan, hate the show.
Thanks, what's up?
Hey, not much. I was going to tell you, Lowe's and Home Depot, they got decent trees. I get one every year, and I always go with the Douglas fir, and a lot of times they have a mat that goes underneath it to catch any needles, but the best thing to do with them to keep them to last, always give the base a fresh cut. And the first time you put water in it, use warm water.
Warm water, okay.
Yeah. Give it a fresh cut and use warm water the first time, and it'll last you to New Year's.
Okay, good tip. Thank you, Kevin.
Enjoy.
Wow, look at this. Kevin coming across with some die-hard fresh tree tips. I should have had a horticulturist on the show or something, right? Should have had a guy come in and talk about, hey, what you can do.
Like a tree expert,
that would have
maybe
been enthralling.
If I was a tree,
I'll bring somebody, an arborist in here to regale everyone with tales of tree trimming.
And ironically, his name is Douglas Fir.
Hey, listen, everybody had one kind of Valentine's Day or another. But one person had a very specific kind of Valentine's Day last night, and they're trying to determine who this individual is. You ever gone to the Plum? Very nice restaurant.
Yes.
It's in Ohio City. It is right next door to Platform Brewing Company, my old neighborhood there on Lorraine. We did a show at Platform last summer when we were rolling out that Buzzard Brew, the beer that they were doing for our 50th anniversary. I think that was the first thing we did in anticipation of this year's Buzzard 50th anniversary was did a run of the Buzzard Brew. The Plum is a great restaurant right next to Platform Brewery. And someone sharted during their Valentine's Day dinner and threw their crappy boxers in the garbage, which the staff unfortunately found at the end of the night doing their side work, cleaning up. And they and we would frankly like to know whose duty-filled pants those were.
Cinnamon and Mari. And then have him run
who?
A DNA test.
Maury.
Maury.
Maury Povich. I'm like, who's Maury?
Maury Povich.
Maury
Povich.
Send it
to Omarion.
Yeah, Omarion. He'll tell you who it is. I think you could probably figure... How will Maury know from crappy underwear?
DNA test.
But doesn't he just... Didn't he limit that to telling you whether or not you left it in somebody or not?
He doesn't have to, in this case. The lie detector test determined.
You are the farter.
Yeah.
You are not the sharter.
Right. Someone mid-romantic dinner is how they wrote it up in Cleveland Scene. Excused himself from his date, took off his pants, deposited the offending undergarments in question, returned to dinner commando style, and went on with his meal.
I guess you would have to, because you want to draw attention to yourself.
That's right.
I had a roommate. This was even before he was my roommate. He was just one of our neighbors that we used to party with all the time. And we were out at the bar right down the street from our house. And all of a sudden, he like looks at my roommate at the time, and he's like, I got to go home. And he, meaning going back to our house, because that's where we were partying at. That's where we were pregaming. We find out later, he comes back, and he's just like, I'm not wearing underwear. I'm like, TMI, bro. And he's like, no. I crap myself. And we were like, what? He's like, my dirty boxers. He was like, I didn't want to go out there because there was people at your house. He was like, I didn't want to go out there and throw the boxers away. So I opened up your window, threw them out the window, and landed in your trash can. So
that's crazy. That's out your shot. Window. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. We went out when we got home. We went out the back and we opened up the trash can. And sure enough, there was his crap filled boxers in my trash can.
Damn, son.
I don't think I've, like...
You never crapped your pants?
No! That's never happened to me. That's never happened to me. There's times where I thought I was going to have to pull over and, like, crap on the side of the road, but I've never pulled the trigger and crapped myself.
Did you crap on the side of the road?
No, times where I thought I would. But
did you?
No!
He's like, no!
I did not.
Diarrhea poop.
I don't think crapping your pants counts. Like, skid marks don't count. I'm talking about like actual...
You're talking full-on bowel movement in your pants,
skid
right.
Skid marks do not count. I think everyone gets some skid marks every now and then.
I don't get skid marks. I think a lot of people don't get skid marks.
Well, a lot of people don't crap their pants either. I would rather have depends skid marks on than crap your pants.
I mean, it's not more... It's it more depends. Like a sweat mark, yeah.
Yes.
It's more like sweat marks.
Yeah. Swass, yeah.
Yeah, you get some swass going. Well, it happens from time to time. It depends on your diet. Diet makes a huge difference.
Yeah, diet and exercise. Mm-hmm. I certainly don't want to bore long-time listeners, but I have told the story of when I crapped my pants before my second date with Gwen.
In the supermarket?
On my way. In the Dick's Sporting Goods parking lot. Yes, in Arlington Heights, Illinois. On my way from an appearance in the suburbs back to the city to meet up with Gwen at a bar for like a late-night drink. That was a couple of blocks away from my house, thank God, because I drove home in that condition, ran in at a first floor apartment, threw my jeans in the kind of did the quick rinse in the tub and then threw them in the washing machine, kind of gave myself a horse bath from the waist down so I could get over to meet her.
Ho bath.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Threw some new skivs and jeans on, ran right over there.
I feel
and told her the whole thing.
That's how you knew she was a keeper.
That's how I knew. That's mm-hmm. right. She didn't run away when I told her about how I had just soiled myself.
I feel like I don't even want people farting in my car because it like it stinks. You can smell it for days. Or like if it's in the fabric of like the car seat.
Yeah, it depends on if you have leather or fabric upholstery. See, Bill was doing an Instagram story and he was just going in to talk to Poundcake. But Poundcake now is so used to Bill coming in his room there to fart and then hotboxing him in. The Poundcake, understandably,
he's got PTSD.
He's shell shocked. Yes.
I close my nose like I just
close his nose.
I close it.
How do you close your nose without pinching it shut?
I have skills.
You mean you just breathe through your mouth?
I just don't.
So you can taste my fart?
I have hot snakes, you guys.
What's hot snakes?
It's when the diarrhea comes out like a hot snake.
Andy!
I get hot snakes and bubble gut.
Andy, stop talking about hot snakes.
Mm-hmm. How do you close your nose without pinching again?
I just don't breathe at all.
No. He just holds his breath.
And if I pass out, it's your my blood's on your hands.
Okay. My blood? My blood is on your hands?
Because he thinks he'll die.
I see. Hey, Tony.
One job.
Hey, I wanted to chime in on the whole shart situation. Listen, sharting is one of those things that's extremely disgusting, but what an extreme rarity. I mean, you almost have to pat yourself on the back in a gross way because it is just...
So very carefully.
Yeah. Well, I've done it a number of times, and I take care of myself. I have good hygiene and blah blah. But it has caught me off guard every time in public, and the two times I can recall, I threw my underwear away. I mean, what else are you going to do? You're going to walk around with...
No, I get it. I'm just... So, Tony, you're saying that it's easy to do or it's hard to do?
Well, it's pretty easy to take your drawers off, but it's hard to...
It's hard to stop it.
No, I mean, you're trying to tell me that sharding is super easy to do.
Oh, yeah, well...
Like, it creeps up on you, you're saying?
You think it's a fart.
Yeah, never trust a fart.
I mean, literally, you know, sometimes you think it's a fart and then it's not. I mean... And then it's so gross, but it's just like, what do you do? I mean, you can't. Oh my God.
No, I understand.
I've been there, man.
Some people can tell their farts, so they're like, oh, this is going to be a silent one. This is going to be a loud, blustery one.
Well, sometimes it just comes out of nowhere, though, and it just happens. Like, and there's just a little something there.
That's why you hold everything in, even if it hurts your stomach.
Can you imagine if he got caught taking his drawers to the trash out on his date?
Oh, yeah, that'd be, like, that's the end of the date and you're dating life for quite some time. Like, you have to move to another city. State. And if we find out who this is, like, that's, that would be the best thing ever. If the secret charter came and, like, was, like, confessed to doing this.
They don't even need that. They probably, what if his name is, like, written in permanent marker on, like, the tag of his boxers or, like, on the inner lining of his boxers, like, return to, or Jax or something, and it has, like, his name.
Well, good for the Cleveland Scene magazine for putting that out there. That's a terrific article.
What if it starts happening at all sorts of restaurants and he becomes a serial charter?
Right, and then they get like a glimpse of him on camera. And
pass gas. The smell may drive him away.
Right. Thank you, Tony Cody.
This is why you need briefs.
Briefs?
Yeah.
Tidy whites?
Yeah.
Then it just comes out each... I mean, what are you talking about?
Boxer briefs are the way to go.
Boxer briefs, that's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Not tidy whities. Because I wear boxer briefs, and then there's nothing that slips out the sides. It's nothing. You
just go straight down your legs.
Get nice and and your legs down to your sock.
Sure.
No, it's not gonna go down.
Alan, my first night in Baton Rouge, I got drunk and I ate 5 dozen oysters. And the next day, we were in a pool with girls, and I trusted an untrustable fart.
Oh my God!
To fart the untrustable fart.
Were they like oil spill?
Well, he doesn't say. I'm reading you what he wrote. Hey, Tom.
Yo.
What's up?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, you know, I've been driving. I was listening to you guys talking about the sharding. And, you know, I went to prom, after prom, at Cedar Point, and we got a limo. And on the limo, you know, there was like some 151 and marijuana going on. And we get there, and there's like 6 of us. And I get on the Magnum. And I get off the Magnum, and I'm like, uh-oh. I'm like, something ain't right, man. So I go in the bathroom, and there's just, like, this huge pile in there, just, like, like diarrhea. Like, somebody took, like, a Ziploc bag, like, diarrhea, and just put it in
there,
right?
And just, like, mash it against the back of your shorts.
The centrifugal force shot it out of you.
Yep. And these were brand-new, like, Calvin Klein boxers. I went with my girlfriend. She just bought me them, like, you know, for prom. And I was like, oh, man. So I just took them and threw them in the garbage. It was disgusting. Well, fast forward 20 years, I go, and I'm like, running in the house the other day.
And you found the boxers.
yeah, I kept
they
them.
Found their way back to you.
They were crawling back.
They came to life. Why did you abandon me?
Sometimes they come back.
Yeah. And I'm running the house, and I got to pee, you know, and my dog, she always runs up to me and is like, hey, what's up? And she, like, runs up while I'm peeing, and she stands on my legs, on her hind legs, and, like, stands there. And I'm standing there peeing. I threw my pants and, you know, underwear down to my ankles. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to fart because it didn't feel like anything special. All of a sudden, man, there's 2 spots on the wall. And it shot literally like 3 feet. And then there's a spot on the ground. And she's going for it like she's going to start licking it or something.
She's trying to help out. She wants to clean
wall.
Up.
Yeah. Yeah. It was crazy, dude. So it can happen. It's rare. It's just. you know, I just wanted to throw that
Bill, out. This is
projectile.
This is the audience that Julie, the teacher, wants me to do weekly book recommendations for.
it sounds like we should right? do Everyone Poops.
Yeah, right.
That's a good one.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Tom. There's right. Tom who, wow, 25 years later.
I eat my poop.
Right, there's Watson, the IBM computer.
I didn't think sharding was that rare. I thought people do it all the time. I just have never done it.
I think it's pretty common.
People just don't talk about it.
Plenty of people that, they have their own secrets. Like, I know girls that have told me stories that have been, like, pretty nasty things. Wearing a dress, not wearing any underwear, and just having it plop on the floor.
What?
Yeah.
Or it was like that story.
Are people really getting that many surprise bowel movements? Hey,
when sometimes? You get sick, it's one thing.
Yeah. I know sick, but I mean, these people are not sick. They're like, oh yeah, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, don't you feel something bubbling? You feel things moving. It's your.
Sometimes it just gets out, man.
Or you hold it in. Just I can't tell you how many times I've gotten that meme. Bill just sent to me the other day of you like the monster taking the monster dump at the end of the day. When you hold it in all day, you feel like you're going to explode.
Yes, that's an extenuating circumstance. But you know you're going to do it.
That's his daily routine.
We're talking to the people who go. Out of nowhere.
I've had plenty of out of nowhere situations.
Really?
Yeah, where it just,
it looks greasy.
I've told stories. I pooped in the woods when I was on a walk one day.
Yeah.
Like a huge, I just had to take a giant dump.
Uh-huh.
Like I did in the woods.
All right.
I was on a road trip to a casino gig in northern, like upstate New York, and lost it in the car. And it was like a busy rest stop. Took my underwear off and hid it behind the toilet because I didn't want to walk out of the stall
with
my boxers and my, like, there's nowhere to put it.
You couldn't take like a big mound of toilet paper. I would have much rather that because they were like, what's in the toilet paper? But no one's going to go in and look.
Well, I just left it behind the toilet.
Right. Like, but in the woods, I'm saying like, you still knew it was on its way.
I knew it was on its way, but like, I had to make that decision. I'm like, either I'm going to poop my pants or I'm going to run into the woods.
Yeah, it's in nature. Yeah, I mean, it's biodegradable.
And risk getting a ticket.
I think one time I had like a gas station pizza slice and it sent me through the roof.
Well, yeah, a gas station pizza might do that to you.
I think I was on a long drive. I forget where I was and I forget. I know I didn't poop my pants, but I was on the verge. I'm like, I'll pull over right here and just let it rip. And you know me, if I can't go at work, what makes you think I'm going to be squatting on the side of the freeway? But I was ready.
He was ready to do it.
Hmm?
All right.
A gas station pizza, yeah. Mm-mm.
It'll change who you are, and that's
why people heard him coming. Right? That's his. Hey, get out of the way! I just had a gas station pizza.
I used to be way more particular about what toilet I would use, but years of working on the road, you learn to poop anywhere at any time because you got to do it. It's either I'd rather poop in a gross bathroom than in my pants.
Yeah, see, but
you can get a ticket for pooping in the park in the Metro parks.
You can't see it for pooping outside.
Yeah, it's an exposure.
But you're in the woods.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's still public.
How is that?
You can get a ticket for peeing. Why wouldn't you get one for pooing?
You get a ticket if you pee in the woods.
Yes.
In Metro parks.
Everybody, animals are pooping and peeing in the woods.
They're animals. What if a kid walks by and sees your wang as you're peeing?
A kid walk. You go in far enough where you're not. I'm not saying like you're 2 paces off
it's
the side.
It's public. It's the Cleveland Metro parks. It's a public park.
But you would look around if you're deep in the woods. I mean, you got a little bit more prep time if you're going to take a dump. But, I mean, you get a ticket.
You just don't get caught.
What park rangers walking around looking for people dumping and give tickets to?
They're out there.
Wow.
They're on patrol, man.
It's their job.
They got to keep those parks clean and safe.
Metro Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
So they're out there looking for public poopers.
Right.
Huh.
And, you know, other things, too. But
they never did get the guy that pooped in Akron that was pooping on cars.
Car hoods.
Yeah, my neighbor got his car pooped on. Like when I lived in Akron, that was all happening while I was out there.
See, at least that's got some entertainment value when they're pooping like, we've got a serial pooper. Yeah, you know, where he leaves a little emoji on somebody's hood.
They had video of him doing it. They had his face. Somebody had like a backup cam and he got to the car behind the backup cam and it was on and they got him. They got the guy that was pooping.
They got him.
Yeah, and they
Here's your tax dollars at work, Akron.
But no.
Sleep the sleep of angels tonight.
No, I'm saying they got him on camera, but they never caught him.
Oh. So he's still at large?
I don't know if he's still pooping on cars, but...
he's out there.
He's waiting for just the right time to strike
again. To make his comeback.
Yep. Shortly after he has a gas station pizza. He'll be stalking the folks of Akron, the fine, fine folks of the Rubber City. Hey, Dan, what's going on?
Nothing much. Yeah, a couple months ago at work, we were sitting on a bucket at lunch. We do home rehabs. And I lifted my right leg to let one rip, and just straight brown lava.
I like the leg lift. I think that's a real classy move.
Because you're with your boys.
My boss would not let me leave, and I had to go and literally take my boxes off.
Oh, no, you had to hose out your Carhartts.
The rest of the day.
Man, that's when you just leave. You take that L.
His job. He's not going to leave. Foreman tells him he's going to stick around or whatever.
The chips fall where they may. That's an emergency.
They're going to fall in the unemployment line. You can't just walk if the boss goes, nope, sorry.
I got work to do.
I'm not quitting, but this is an emergency.
You were a certified carpenter. You know you don't leave the site until the work is done, Pound Cake.
I'm Soulja Boy, you went out that bitch. Are you kidding me?
I don't know what you're talking about, but there it is.
When I saw myself pooping, I was just like, you gotta be kidding me.
He's there with his boys on the site, just leg lifting, right?
You're just hoping for a nice laugh, and then all of a sudden...
Hey, guys, watch this. Yeah.
On site. I couldn't even imagine like climbing a ladder and having somebody be behind me, and then I just let one rip, and it not be, you know, gas, it's poop. Carpentry jobs or like any type of roofing position, construction job. I pray for those people. They're up there all day.
All right, like Woody, he's a roofer. Also, congrats to our boys in Archie and the Bunkers. You know, they played at the Alan Cox Show comedy tour a few years ago. A couple of young bucks in a band. They've got a album release party on Friday night, the 23rd, at the Beachland Tavern.
Very cool.
It's Cullen's 17th birthday. These are young dudes.
They're so young.
They were like 15 when they did the comedy tour a couple years ago, but I saw them at the...
Younger even.
Yeah, I saw them at the Beachland years ago and thought they were really good, and so booked them one year to do the Alan Cox Show comedy tour. Just two dudes. One of them's drumming, the other one's playing the organ.
And they rock out.
It's badass. So Lords of the Highway are going to play with them, which is another good local band. And next Friday, 23rd, the album release for...
Was there someone else that had an album coming out?
I think, well, the only other one I know of is on the comedy charts.
Oh, yeah?
This is rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
The comedy charts, there's one, I'm hearing a lot of buzz about it. It's called Decisions Aren't My Thing. I can't remember who the comic is, but...
Well, whoever he is,
right.
We should make sure we send that to number one on the iTunes comedy charts tomorrow.
So
I bet he'll get a perm.
When do you find out if it goes to number one? Like how
it
much
updates
you
get, at like in real time pretty
but
much.
You're given it 24 hours or like so before midnight tomorrow it has to be number one? Okay.
At some point tomorrow it should be number one.
So if your album that drops tomorrow goes to number one on the iTunes comedy chart tomorrow
I will get a perm. And there's little tricks you can do to help move it up the ranks.
Oh, you can game the algorithm?
So you can purchase it. That's the best thing you can do.
Yep.
So the more people that purchase it, the more it moves up. That's the main thing. But writing reviews and rating it helps, too.
Okay.
So if you review it and rank it, that'll move it up in the charts.
All right. Listen, Gloria Stefan, the Miami Sound Machine, said it best. The algorithm is going to get you.
Now, last night... Because there was that girl there that does dreadlocking.
Yep.
I made a deal with the crowd there. If it gets into the top 100 of like all the music charts, like all the albums together, which is much more difficult to do.
Uh-huh.
Because comedy isn't, you know, anywhere near what music does.
Right, it doesn't have the same weight.
Yeah, so if it gets into the top 100, I told everybody there that I let her give me dreadlocks.
Really?
So...
It didn't dissuade her from the fact that you don't have long hair?
She said, just give it a couple months and, you know.
Dreadlocks. All right.
So maybe I'll do both. Maybe I'll do perm for a while, let it grow out, and then do dreadlocks if it gets into that top 100.
We're going to have to start doing perm news. If you end up getting that, that'll be exciting. A.K.A. Becky.
Hey, Alan.
What's going on?
How are you? Cody. I'm just working on some woodwork. But this is really gross. The subject is so gross. But my two brothers were weird. And my little brother said to my big brother, did you know farts are flammable? He goes, no, they're not. He goes, uh-huh. So he took a lighter and he laid on his back and pulled his pants down. Sure enough, you see this puff of flame, right?
Yep.
So my big brother wanted to do the same thing. But you see, he had pubic hair. And so when he did his balls and his butt caught on fire.
His balls and his butt caught on fire, right.
Yeah, it was like a flash, you know.
I Heart Radio.
Freaks, degenerates, and perverts, everyone. And the head of the local church is no prize either.
The Alan Cox Show on 100.7 WMMS.
So 216-578-1007 or 800-348-1007. The text in here, 35192. Somebody texted, hey, does Bill know he was on the second page of Reddit?
It was on the first page,
too. He's popular with the Redditors.
The Redditors, mm-hmm. Are you? All right. I haven't been on. I'm real hot and cold with Reddit. I'll go on, and it's like information overload, and then I'll go on, you know, another week or so after that. Because otherwise, you'll just sit there all day, and, you know.
I'm obsessed with reading it. Bill's dying.
I don't drink water very often.
Oh, what do you normally drink?
Alcohol. No, oh, okay. No, I'm an idiot. That's what I'm alluding to.
Oh, it's all right.
I read it. I've never commented or never posted a thread or anything like that, but I love looking at it.
I like the AMAs when you'll see people do an Ask Me Anything.
Yeah. Big celebrities.
Did you see the Snoop Dogg
it?
One?
I didn't.
It's pretty interesting. You should check through it.
Woody Harrelson did one, and everybody would just start asking him about pot.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Yeah. He's a big, you know, that's a big thing for
proponent
him.
Proponent of pot.
Yeah. But when that's all they start asking you, you're like, oh, I'm pretty sure if you're on Reddit, you're already well
versed.
Aware.
Yeah.
Yeah, well versed with pot.
Right, that's like they're like the most popular Reddits, like the subreddits are like it goes like pics and then like funny and then like trees, which is the weed one.
Yeah,
it's like just as high as all the other stuff.
Reddit porn.
Yeah. Man, that's a dangerous rabbit hole to go down.
Yes, it is.
All the pictures. Yeah,
you'll find yourself on the dark web after too long digging up tour sites. Hey, Chucky.
Hey, how's it going, Alan?
What's going on, Chucky?
Hey, I got some news for you. I read on CNN or maybe MSN. I'm remiss in not knowing for sure which it is. I meant to brush up on the facts this morning, but you've heard about these pythons down in the Everglades that are an invasive species and you know, are wreaking havoc on small children and animals.
Yeah, they're eating kids whole.
Oh, no.
And people, too, from what it sounds like. But the state of Florida... at the end of this year or sometime early next year are having basically an open hunting season. And I was laughing out loud, LOL, when, they were, you know, a lot of these people were, well, how do you kill a python if you do happen to catch it? And it's basically you shoot it or you chop off its head with the machete. And that's exactly what it said.
That's what I'm going to use my machete. I know what you're talking about, Chucky. It's called the Python Challenge.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Yeah, and I'm going
to... I don't know if you're still planning on going to Paris for Christmas, but maybe you should cancel that and go chop some snakes up instead.
Well, I don't think I'm going to cancel Christmas in Paris, but I think we may... I think I may reroute the flight via the Everglades.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll take the long way around. But I do... you bring up a good point, Chucky. I do want to break in my brand new machete.
What better way to do it?
Really? Yeah, but when you think about it, apparently, according to their rules, killing a python is just like putting down a zombie.
Yeah, they really are.
The rules are exactly the same. Headshot, just decapitate it, whatever. So, if I need a wingman, though, I'm going to have to hit you up, Chucky, okay?
Let's go. Let's do it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Later.
All right. The headline says, Money Python.
Oh,
state contest in Florida offering rewards in 2013 Python Hunt.
Wasn't that just an episode of The Simpsons, like,
Python
15
hunt?
Years ago? Not Python, but it was Whacking Day.
Oh, yeah, probably.
They beat up all the... They kill snakes. And
yeah.
Then they found it was a scam just to take attention off the Irish or something.
They're luring adventure seekers to the Glades to bag a Burmese python, public enemy number one down in Florida.
So you can hunt those legally there?
You'll be able to hunt. It's a state-sanctioned contest, so you can hunt. It's going to be a month long, and they will award $1,000 for the longest python.
If I'm hunting for snakes, I'm taking Ice Cube as my wingman.
Yeah, because he lived through the whole thing.
Right.
He knows which way the wind blows.
And J-Lo.
Did she live?
I don't remember.
Yeah, she did.
Owen Wilson lived. And who else lived? The British guy with the glasses dies. Kari Wuerer dies.
I didn't make it through the movie, so I don't know who else
I think
did.
I made it through once. Not in the theater.
Yeah,
but I think on TNT a few years ago, I made it through once.
J-Lo definitely lives.
Okay.
Yeah, because she was like the main, like her.
She was the
Ice
piece
Cube
of ass,
main,
yeah. But John Voight didn't live.
And wasn't there like a blossoming, wasn't there a blossoming romance between J-Lo and like Owen Wilson or someone?
Really?
I feel like that's why they survived, like, the couple. You know, they always do that.
They call them Olo off screen. Anyway, $1,000 for the longest python, $1,500 for the most pythons caught between January 12th and February 10th in any of the four hunting areas north of the Everglades. You pay $25 to get in, and you have to take a 30-minute online training course.
30-minute. Here's how you decapitate.
Yeah.
And you should take the course, regardless of whether you're going to go to this hunting thing, because maybe it'll give you tips on using your machete.
Yeah. Okay, let me go to the website. PythonChallenge.org. I kid you not.
Self-explanatory.
/Everglades.
Yeah, don't put .com. That's a different website altogether.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I don't want
the Python Challenge is a very, very well endowed fella.
Yeah, I don't want that. Oh, it's Lexington Steel. I'm on the wrong page. Yeah. Hold on. Copy.
So what do? You kill one of these huge pythons. I would imagine you'd have to have some sort of team with you. Because when you kill it, how do you lift it to get it back to even show that it's as big as it is? Or do you just take a picture
of
it?
Well, I think you're going to get people who already know what they're doing. I mean, Florida, because it's full of these animals, is full of people who know how to put them down. Their website isn't working. There's nothing at Python Challenge. Oh, there it is. Python Challenge 2013.
I would love for it to not be a working website.
Training and identification. All right, so they show you all the different kinds of Burmese pythons. There's a guide to Florida's non-venomous snakes. You must take the training to qualify. Let's see if I can take the training. Well, it's 30 minutes, though. I'm not going to take 30 minutes.
Yeah, you should do that in your free time.
I will do it in my free time. I want to take...
Because it's an online training course?
It's an online training course, yes. Because for all I know, I may already have pretty good python slaying instincts. And I might not know. So everything might just come naturally to me. Like when I was accidentally a really good archer in high school, I might accidentally...
be really good.
Being a python slayer.
And you'd never know.
You have to scan, spot, and then collect your data. Be prepared. You know where to look. Got to know how to scan. Everybody has to be over 18. Do's and don'ts. Do take a picture of each python you take.
Okay.
Do be sensitive when posting photos of pythons.
What does that mean?
I don't know what the hell that means. You know, like if you get their bad side, don't put that one.
Just make sure you put it under lo-fi filter on Instagram.
If your python's making a duck face, that might end up being very embarrassing for them.
Make sure you tag them so that their python friends can see.
Yeah. Hey, here's the python with Darwin the monkey. They're hanging out. They're in the grotto, the Playboy mansion.
I bet that monkey would be good at helping find the pythons. Yeah. They're like hunty kind of weird thing.
Or they're hunty.
Hunty.
They hunty. They hunt things.
I think of the monkey as being like didn't the little kid in Indiana Jones have a monkey?
Yeah.
Dr.
Yeah.
Jones! Short round, right? Mm-hmm. Get a monkey. Anyway. And of course, the reaction to this has not been all good. There's already people writing op-ed pieces on why this is a horrible idea and people are going to get hurt. But last year in Florida, 272 pythons were captured. There you go.
How many are there roaming around? Is this like a...
probably thousands.
This is like 273. We're overpopulated with deer, so that you can just hunt those like pretty much all year. Yep. I think it's very rare that you can't hunt a deer. I think it's like the season is...
People in Florida, they're constantly hitting hitting pythons with their cars, knocking the carcass off to the side of the highway.
Not a python!
Oh, no! That's going to make a great bag and or shoes. Yeah, so... if you're under 18, you have to have a Florida hunting license. But they're going to have a separate contest for the pro hunters, though. The state already has 70. So this is it's the pro-am of python hunting. They already have 70 pro python hunters. But this is not an opportunity for the amateurs to get
out. I smell a new Discovery Channel show coming. Yeah, python hunters.
And don't they already have these? They've got like bushmen and snake wranglers and swamp dudes.
Yeah, all those.
So much innuendo there. Mm. I don't want to be in a show called Snake Wranglers.
Snake Wranglers on the Spice Channel.
And now to open this year's festivities, here's our Grand Marshal, the Prophet of Love, Larry White.
Larry White?
No, it says here Larry White.
I know my own name.
Yeah? Well, we'll see.
Ladies and gentlemen, my unlimited love to y'all. It's truly an honor to be here at this. Hey, what is this all about anyway?
It's on exchange.
Oh, God, no. You people make me sick.
Mm-hmm, for whacking day. Larry White. I know my own name. Rest in peace, buddy.
Those all right. That's probably a similar reaction to how Florida people would be. And they're like, yeah, whatever. We're just going to kill them. We find you sick. Yeah, whatever.
Wait, yeah. How about that $1,000? Yeah. I would try to do it.
I mean, if it's overpopulation, you got a machete, you're already down there, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
What else are you going to do in Florida?
Hey, listen, man, I've had it for a couple of weeks now, and my machete, because I'm in Ohio, mm-hmm. has gone woefully unused. If I was living in Florida, this thing would be... I'd have to clean it off nightly from all the guts and animal debris that would be all over this thing. I'd be fighting crime left and right. But I this thing has remained sheathed
right
in my house.
Well, and you live in an urban environment also. It's not like you live out in the sticks.
Apparently not urban enough.
Right, I haven't gotten to use it at all. Well, listen, I
maybe when you have to go do a remote in Detroit, you can use it then.
Oh, I'm taking it to Detroit when I have to go.
You should.
Then. Yeah.
Detroit's latest, like 2 weeks ago, police are like, just don't come here.
Yeah, don't come here.
That's what they said.
Yeah. The city's declaring bankruptcy. They had to start a state commission called the Illumination Brigade or something. People whose sole purpose is to try to get more lights back on the city. Because they had to turn off half of their streetlights.
RoboCop is coming soon.
RoboCop is coming. All right. Speaking of badasses, there is an old one. I think this happened last week. A 70-year-old guy who makes his living riding bulls. I'm sorry, he's 79. A guy breaks into his house. This is in Texas. He screams Florida. It's either Florida or Texas.
Mm-hmm.
79-year-old former bull rider knocked out a home intruder who was high on bath salts. Dude comes in. He ran into 79-year-old Irvin Britknocker.
Sweet name. Great name.
I'm Irvin Britknocker. You better get the hell out of my house.
Do you think Clint Eastwood's buying up the rights for this movie right now? It's like, I got to make this movie.
Yeah, and I got a star in it.
Yeah.
There aren't that many roles for me at this point.
For trouble, but he doesn't back down from it either. And early Monday morning, trouble came calling.
They're following the guy, and he can barely get the janky-ass screen door open to his corrugated metal trailer.
The front door, police say, was this man, 38-year-old Charles Ryan Smith, accused of being high on bath salts and tearing the screen door off its hinges. He made it inside the house where Mr. Britknocker was waiting in his pajamas.
I gave him a karate chop across the neck. The second one was on the jaw.
So you did a 1-2 punch.
Right.
The result, one would-be burglar knocked out cold. To understand how he overcame a man half his age, you have to know him. Irvin Britknocker has a story.
I placed the second. Can you imagine what you had to ride to win a first?
He rode...
Okay, but if you're a guy high on bath salts, by the way, bath salts over the past couple of months have really fallen out of favor.
Yeah,
you haven't really heard about them as much. They were the hot drug for a minute.
A lot of bad press.
A lot of bad press. It was all people getting their faces eaten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally the bath salt stuff is the marijuana propaganda from the 50s.
It's reefer madness.
Yeah, it's reefer madness, only real.
But I'm wondering if maybe the kids are starting to get some watered down bath salts. Because you went from dudes getting their faces eaten off to these maniacs on the stuff to now this guy who gets knocked out cold by a karate chop to the neck by a 79-year-old man who, no disrespect, the dude still looks like he's, he can pack a punch.
His last name's Britknocker. That guy knows how to throw.
Britknocker.
Send him to Florida. He'll kill some snakes with his bare hands and his steely eyes.
They said that when the police got there, they found the robber in a ditch half a mile away from the house.
Jeez.
Yeah. So he either tried to crawl away or this guy dragged him half a mile.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to think he dragged him half a mile.
Yeah. The guy still bales hay on his 25-acre property. Look at that. Man.
That'd be great to be 79 and still very active and be able to punch somebody out if you need to.
Well, I think that would be the only reason it would be great to be 79.
Right.
I can't fathom being that old.
It's more to say, it's probably better to say, if you're 79, it's good to still be able to do those things.
Right.
Not, I would like to be 79 and beating people up.
Right. You mean if you had to. Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah. Alan Owen Wilson died in Anaconda, you penis. Well, okay. You didn't have to go there.
And does that replace dumbass?
Dumbass is enough to suffice. Come on. If you hadn't killed off all those mice prior to acquiring your machete, you might have been able to put it to use. No, my timing is impeccable.
Mm-hmm.
Because this machete is going to save me so much money in glue traps this season. Because wintertime is mouse season. Because they all come inside because they want to be warm. So unless they've learned their lesson last year and word got around that you don't trifle with Casa Cox.
Word got around in the mice community that you don't go to your house.
Oh, something.
Yeah, you might have cut off one of their tails, and then they're like, "Oh, I did it at this house, and they cut my tail."
No, did
off
you
and-
did you hear what he how he gets rid of his mice?
How? Glue traps?
Is that- oh, it's great. I go medieval on.
He has a whole process.
Well, it's glue traps. I'll put a Hershey's Kiss in the middle of a glue trap, right?
Well, that's a little extravagant. At least they're getting a good last meal.
Right. Fail safe, right? Yeah. It attracts them. Because I couldn't figure out at first. I couldn't determine where the point of entry was.
Mm.
And so I put a couple of them down, found out it's a tiny, tiny hole. Because mice can practically flatten themselves out. Yeah, they can really get in. So last year, I was putting glue traps down with a... gingerly placed. Started with a peanut, right? I had a little experimentation with the food. Peanut wasn't doing it, but I knew they were in there. So then the Hershey's Kiss. It was golden. So then they grab that, usually one, sometimes two, and they'll try to get off the glue trap to the point where they will tear away the side of their body, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they have some exposed guts, maybe. But if they are still alive, then what I'll do is I will zip them in a Ziploc bag and then suffocate them that way. Oh, sometimes slow. I'll. Sometimes
isn't he sick.
Sometimes.
Well, I can. I'm about to top him. Don't get me wrong. Right. Other than the Philippines, I got some stuff.
I'm counting on it.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I would make tiny little gunny sacks to put over their heads, like they were being not redacted. What's the word when they take them to a black ops site? They tie him to a chair. I'd tie him to a little chair. I'd take the bag off their head.
Torture them?
I'd have a tiny little light that I'd shine over their head.
Would you waterboard them?
Yeah.
He's taking one of their fingernails off one by one.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the king rat?
Yeah. So that machete is going to come in very handy this season.
When I lived in the Philippines, we'd use fly paper. Like, we didn't have glue traps.
Yeah.
We'd just get the fly paper, and we just put it against the wall, and they get stuck on them. And then we just douse them in alcohol and just
light them up.
Yep.
Light them up.
Light them on fire.
Yeah, but they would die instantly because it was so, you know.
It was like an explosion.
Yeah,
almost.
Yeah. It was just like bam. They're
you know,
gone.
Alan would prefer to suffocate them to death in a plastic bag in his garbage. That's a slow death.
Well, but being stuck to a glue trap is a slow death. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing anything extra to them.
Well, right. if they manage to survive the glue trap...
How are they going
to
survive the glue trap? They can't go anywhere. They can't eat. They can't do anything.
I know, but if they've managed to still stay alive by the time you find them on the glue trap, you put them in a bag, and there's enough air left in that Ziploc bag for them to last maybe like a day or two on it, but then slowly their breath is going to become shorter and shorter.
Well, yeah.
It's terrible.
I'm not looking to make things easier for them. I'm looking to...
get rid of the mice.
Yes, they might... I don't know if they communicate telepathically. I don't know. There's got to be some mouse community signal. Much in the same way an ant colony functions. I'm assuming that the mice that live to tell their story can get back. Because I'll always leave one. You get back there, Mr. Jingles. You tell everybody else...
Just as a warning.
What happened. That's right. I fire a shot across the bow. And then they come back. But the machete. Now, granted,
that's
the machete.
Messy.
The machete sounds like overkill. It feels like overkill to me.
That does?
For a tiny little mouse, yes. It feels like overkill. I still consider the glue traps to be relatively humane. It's not a mouse trap. It's not the metal thing. It's the glue trap.
But the mouse trap's probably more humane because it's more instant.
Yeah.
You think so, but you see, we've all seen mice that didn't die right away.
You just prefer a slow suffocation. It's not,
there's no good way to do it. But the slow suffocation is painless.
There are so many good ways to do it, is what you mean.
Yeah, yeah.
How about getting the humane traps where you just trap the mouse and then you just let run it back outside?
Then where do you think they run outside for 3 seconds and they find their way back in?
Just take them to a mouse sanctuary?
No. Yeah.
Plus, a far location.
Plus, word gets around that I'm a pussy.
Yeah.
And I don't want that. I can't have that kind of word in the animal community. That's already the word in the human community, all right? I don't want it out in the mouse community. All right. I do love the story, though, with a guy who threw the dead rat into the pile of leaves that he was burning. But the mouse was still alive, so it ran back in his house on fire, and the whole place went up.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, that sucks. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, Al, what's up?
What's up, dude?
Hey, I got a whole story about banana trees in Florida.
Okay.
And how much fun they are to hit with machetes.
Oh, I bet.
Huh. Like, when they're still, like, sapling, well, they're about 20 feet tall before they ever get a hard shell on them, like bark, you can actually take a machete and hit them right through them. And knock them down, and they're like, you know, almost, you know, good arm lengths. You can almost barely touch your fingertips when you give them a hug, and you can still take a machete right through them.
That sounds incredibly
satisfying. I'm going to go down there just so I can take some kind of Floridian machete tour.
Yeah.
There's got to be something going on where you can just kind of walk around.
Well, I did it actually as a youth group for a church.
Yeah,
they have a problem with the banana tree in their wetlands and all that, and they need them cleared in their national parks and that. And you can do it, you know, do it all day.
That sounds ripe for a youth group activity.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
kids, we're gonna give you all machetes and you're clear banana trees all day. What could go wrong?
Yeah,
it just sounds like free labor.
Free labor. Yeah, that's what youth groups are good for. Sure. Well, at least you gave me my new pickup line, Jeremy. I'm gonna approach my girlfriend some night at home, wear nothing but my underwear. I'm gonna have my machete and ask her if I can clear her wetlands. So thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate it, buddy.
No problem.
Done a fantastic job. Once again, the audience comes through, Bill. Mm-hmm. Very happy to see that.